Blog Talk Radio.
Initiator to initiate, going back from present day to a lot of times Africa, through the Middle Passage, through a lot of times through Cuba and Haiti. There's kind of this chain of spiritual initiation, and then there's also an ancestral physical blood direct ancestral lineage that way, because a lot of the Orishas, Lawa and Voodoo and Inkisi in the Congo, they're elevated ancestors that have been worshipped for centuries, sometimes thousands of years. So some of them were actually people or royalty that died, and the current people who are in the diaspora and also in Africa are some of their direct descendants, whether they know it or not.
Oh, okay, okay.
So there's kind of two ways that you can look at ancestry. But with Palo specifically, a lot of times people who are initiated in Palo, for the most part, do have some type of actual blood lineage to Congo people or Bantu people. Because in that tradition, the spirits of that tradition determine if you get initiated or not. It's really not a tradition that accepts everyone. So the spirit of whoever godfather you go to the one that determines whether you can get initiated or not. It's not really a personal decision. You know what I mean?
Okay, okay, okay. That makes sense. It does look like we might have a caller. Let me see. Just a second here. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, caller, are you
Hello?
There?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for joining us on iMagine Nation Radio. Are you calling to have Mr. Monroe do a reading for you?
Yes, please.
Okay. Monroe, I'll let you take it from here.
Okay, hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I just need, like, your first name.
Yvonne.
Okay. I'm just shuffling if you hear that noise.
Okay.
To fill out, and I'll just talk about that later, but I see how it relates in the spread. So I do like a really quick spread. It looks at what's going on with you, what's going on outside of you, internally, and what's past and present. So what I'm really getting from you is that your work situation or your finances is really a kind of the top of the matter on your mind. It's affecting a lot of different things in your life. You're going through like a kind of a stage in your life where you want to, I think reset is the word, where you want to make a major shift or change. And
okay.
Mostly your career. Are you thinking of entrepreneurship?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay, so I'm on the right track. So those were the first two cards were the Death card, which is like a major transformation, and then the second card is the three of my deck's three skulls, the three of pentacles. It's all about working to either apprenticeship or working towards making something. And then externally you have this eight of swords, but you have the spirit that's in my deck that's talking about again, work, kind of pushing through a lot of things to get things done. You do have a couple obstacles in the way, but you're trying to push through them. You also have, internally, you have the Queen of Skulls, which is a queen who's concerned with being very independent, abundance, money, kind of very successful woman. In the past, you have the Five of Swords, and in the future, you have the Knight of Cups. If you're doing anything that's creative, or whether it's a final product that has a creative process, or you're doing services that's creative in nature, you should be doing that, and you'll kind of see like a boost in creativity in the near future. A lot of stuff that is kind of holding you back, you've kind of gotten to the point where you just need to get over it and just go. I'm seeing some, you kind of have a decision to make. You have two different choices of ways to go, but one of them is a partnership of some sort. And the card that fell out when I was shuffling was actually the devil card. So that's not necessarily the devil. It's more about excess or but it was more of like a person that you need to kind of take a step back from. That's what I initially got before I even put the spread out. So there's someone around you that is not going to be in the best interest of where you're going financially and personally in terms of where you want to be.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. That was, you were spot on.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Right, thank you.
And Yvonne, if you want to get a picture of your reading of the card layout, please email me at syke444@gmail.com, and Monroe will send me a picture and I can forward it on to you.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you both.
Thank you. Have a great night. All right, Monroe, we have another caller. I want to go ahead and see if they want to do a reading real quick. Give me just a second here. Caller from 215-224, you're on the line with Monroe Singh.
Hello, Monroe. My name is Erica.
Okay.
And I would love to hear about my love life. It's an area of my life that isn't moving, and I'm trying to see what you see for me.
Okay. Love life, love life, love life. This is not so much in the cards, but just what I'm getting in terms of love life. Take a step back and rethink about what you really want in a partner.
Okay.
And once you think about that, make sure you look at, I don't want this to sound like elitist, but look at like income, like their career and character.
Okay.
Because I feel like you need to focus that more, and that will weed out a lot of the prospects.
Okay.
And you're dating, and you'll end up finding the right person that way.
Okay.
The first card, you got Seven of Cups, but it's a person who's really strong. Like, the picture in the card is female and very strong-willed. Woman, you have next card is a Page of Wands. Again, it's about a lot of passion, a lot of energy, a lot of emotion. You're trying to, you're really excited about letting yourself being open to a new person in your life. Thing maybe thought about, just in terms of who you're dealing with was in the internal area, I've got the Justice card. So legal issues or paperwork or that type of thing, that's usually what you get from the Justice card. And externally, you have the Nine of Skulls, which is about money, lots of money coming in. So you want to find someone who's actually financially stable and probably has a successful career. In the past, like, you have the Nine of Cups, which is, you're getting a lot of nines in here, nines and sevens, which is kind of re-emphasizing the need to just kind of push forward. You're very open about your emotions. You're a very caring person. You kind of have your heart on its sleeve, if you will.
Yes.
And don't stop being that way, but it's okay to bare your heart, but make sure you put what you want out there in the very beginning. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You also have the Strength card, the Hierophant card. Hierophant's like the Pope, like a person who's really religious, really faithful. The Strength card, you have the Sun card, you have the Star card.
there's a lot of major cards in this spread about just you going forward, it being you just really want to be happy. And just wanting to be happy, wanting to find someone that's going to complement that kind of happiness that you feel for yourself and will make you a better person. And the Six of Skulls, I have this another card, the Six of Skulls, and I keep looking at it, and I feel like you need to go to something that deals with alcohol. Not like a bar, but I mean like maybe like a wine tasting or some type of event, like a movie, not a movie, like a museum opening, an art gallery opening, something like that where you have more affluent, more well-to-do type of people.
Okay.
Or even at a wedding, like parties, or something like that where there's going to be some type of party and you're going to meet somebody there.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Very cool.
So just put your, I don't feel like you're going to meet this person online. I don't feel like you're going to meet this person through people you know now. It's like you really have to go out of your comfort zone and go to, you know, different events that you may not have thought before. So that's why I was giving you kind of ideas like wine tastings, museum openings, art gallery openings, stuff where people are like having wine or cocktails and meeting other people that they don't know.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
But you have like a lot of, especially in the future, you have a lot of positive cards like the sun, star. These are all things that are kind of showing you that the path is kind of set for you to meet somebody. You just have to put yourself out there in the right situation and you'll meet them.
Oh, fabulous. Okay, cool. Okay. That sounds good. Thank you so much. I think you're spot on, and I want to thank you for the cards that you've made. I think it's a wonderful contribution, and I'll be getting both decks.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're very
welcome. Wow.
I'm always looking for cards that are multicultured or, you know, are open to people of color because, unfortunately, we find a lot of decks that just have none of us in them. So I'm definitely going to get these. This is a great contribution to the world of tarot. So thank you very much. Thank you both, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Erica. And again, Erica, if you want a picture image of your reading, email me, SYKE444@gmail.com, and I will forward the picture on from Monroe directly to you. Thank you for calling. All right, Monroe. Looks like the phone lines have slowed down a little bit. Tell me a little bit about your interest in Sikhism and your involvement in Sikhism. I know that's completely different, you know, from a general perspective from African traditional religions. How did you become influenced by and pursue Sikhism?
Believe it or not, that was actually kind of a spiritual thing too. The same way where I used to, I kind of think that different spirits from African traditions led me to practice or research voodoo and other different traditions. I started to have experiences with one particular Hindu spirit, and then I had an actual ancestor show up twice, both in the dream and also in kind of real life. So it's when I kind of researched it more, and once I looked into different Eastern traditions, I mean, I had studied Buddhism when I was in college, a little bit of Hinduism. I never knew what Sikhism was. But someone who I was working with in New York was a Sikh. Sikhs are usually the men have beards and turbans, and
right,
if they're wearing a turban, they're more than likely a Sikh. And I asked him about it. I looked into the religion. I read some of the scripture, and it actually I had a lot of commonality with what was written 500 years ago with what I grew up thinking about my relationship with God and how I see the world. So that's what kind of made me look into it, because when I was I grew up in a Christian family, but I never really was a churchgoer. My parents weren't churchgoers, but you know, they just read the Bible at home.
Okay.
So a lot of my questions about what I read got me in trouble. And I kind of had different views on different various aspects that were in the book. So things that I was talking, like in a nutshell, Sikhism is monotheistic. It talks about how there's, you know, there's angels, there's demons, there's spirits, there's these they call them demigods, like different deities and stuff that are out there, but your main relationship with God. So the main part of the religion is working on your personal relationship with God through meditation and also through charity. So most Sikhs volunteer a lot, or they give donations to charity to help other people. And it doesn't have to be other Sikhs. It doesn't have to be other Indians or anything else. It's just about helping out their community. So a lot of Sikh temples, they have open kitchens where they'll pick a day of the week and they'll feed everyone who comes to the temple. You don't have to be a Sikh. You don't have to pay anything. You just come in, get a free meal, and that's it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I know very little about Sikhism. I've only done, you know, a little bit of reading about it in my studies of, you know, trying to understand different kinds of religions when I first broke out of Christianity. So I've done just a little bit of reading of that. More so I've done, you know, of course, studies of Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, things of that nature. But let's go back kind of I want to go back to the deck. I want to ask you, because we've talked before the show last night, and you mentioned on your Kickstarter that your art is very similar to comic book characters. And I asked you, had you ever worked on comics? And you said no. So I'm just wondering, where did you get the influence? Did you get it from reading or seeing comic book images and decided to use that as part of your artwork? Or is that just your own style that you developed?
Both. So I've been reading X-Men comics since 1992. And I've been collecting them. I've been mostly a Marvel guy, so you know, I like other types, like I think it's Top Cow, so Witchblade, and some of those comics. And I have a little bit of influence in terms of that style, but also on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, you'll see a lot of people, especially religious people, will have these avatars on their profile of different, like, comedic deities and orishas and stuff, and they're all in this kind of fantasy superhero type illustration. So that was kind of what I was referencing in the back of my mind, where I see a lot of these images. They are that fantasy type of illustration style, because, you know, you don't, we all know it from a mythological point of view, but you don't actually see somebody, you know, when Shango possesses an initiate, he's not, you know, hurling bolts of lightning and like an axe of a made of fire. So, I mean, it's not, you know, literal. These are just aspects of the energy, and that kind of comic book style lends that kind of feel to it, where you're talking about something that's spiritual, but it's also real. So the comic book style, and also the comic book style allowed it to be a little bit lighter for people to grasp. In terms of the traditions, I didn't want to make it scary, even with the Gede and the Skulls suit, or the Inquisition Apollo, they have they're not that serious. They're not that literal. There's no, you know, blood gushing everywhere. There's no killed chickens. There's none of that. It's just, it, you know, I try to make them a little bit more not so serious and, you know, try not to perpetuate the same, you know, same kind of thing over and over again.
Okay, okay. Kind of take the fear out of it so people don't have to
exactly.
be afraid. Exactly. All right. Well, we're coming already to the end. I would like to, at this point, extend the offer for you to come back anytime to do more readings, to talk about your decks more, to, you know, if you need, you know, to. Yeah, I think you said you got the funding already, but if you needed to boost your funding in some way and you wanted to come back sometime in the future, don't hesitate. I will be asking you to come back. Always ask me if you want to come back, definitely. I loved it. I've already got responses from the ladies that you gave readings to. They're saying you were spot on. So congratulations. Keep going. And like I said, I will be getting my decks soon. So.
Okay. Yeah, the Kickstarter runs until December 31st. So there's plenty of time, even after Christmas, to get a deck. I'm actually going to start working on the custom artwork early before it ends. So at least two people have given me what they want the initial design to be for their personal tarot card. So I'm going to start doing that this month before the Kickstarter actually ends, so that people at least get to see that around Christmas time.
All right. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Well, hey, we will be in touch, Monroe. Thank you again for joining us. I will talk to you soon. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us once again here on iMagi Nation Radio. Again, I thank Monroe Rodriguez-Singh for showing up, for giving us this deck as part of the overall lexicon, I guess, of tarot. Now we have something that represents more and more of the African and indigenous traditions, and that's always a good thing in my mind. So at this point, I want to once again say welcome to the Black Hole, broadcasting live from atop of the Magneton, rising high up out of the abyss. This is, again, your host, Sabanur, and I say thank you. Good night.
Got to do your thing.